With KZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. A houseplant is threatening young redwoods and other vegetation in the Santa Cruz Mountains. KZU's Krista Almanzon has the story of how it got here and the effort to get rid of it.
On a dirt road that leads to San Vicente Creek, Ian Robotham stops in a clearing of dry weeds surrounded by lush green trees. This is the site of a former village called Bella Vista. Robotham is stewardship manager with the Semper Virens Fund, which now owns the property near Davenport.
Bella Vista was a small kind of ancillary town to Davenport where it was part of the quarry operation.
The remote village in the Santa Cruz Mountains was home to quarry workers starting back around 1920. They mined limestone for the former cement plant in Davenport. According to local historians, Bella Vista was a company town owned by the plant. Men lived in hotels, families, and little houses. Most were immigrants from Greece. Following a landslide, the company deemed the area unsafe, so it moved everyone out. Today, the houseplants are one of the few signs the village ever stood here.
There are rose bushes that were from the front gardens of homes around here, so you do still have remnants of some of the species that people plant in their front yards and in their homes to make them feel comfortable.
But the rose bushes aren't the problem. The houseplant wreaking havoc is called Clematis vitalba, also known as old man's beard, a name it gets from the white flowers it blooms. It's a climbing shrub native to Europe. It forms dense green mats on the ground, with some vines working their way up 40 feet into redwood trees. Robotham believes it was brought here by someone who lived in Bella Vista. And down along San Vicente Creek, the plant has taken over.
So that almost that entire bank over there is all clematis growing over. So you can see a couple native species popping up through it.
On this day in late June, crews from the California Conservation Corps rip out the plant. They're stacking it in enormous piles on tarps where it will dry out. This is part of the Semper Virens Fund's plan to rid the area of old man's beard. Even though it's thrived here for decades, Robotham says it's destroying the native habitat, threatening the watershed and the next generation of redwood trees. The plant covers the saplings and keeps them from growing.
So as those older trees get large, maybe during a large storm event or from some sort of flooding event in here, if those tip over, there really aren't going to be any young redwoods to take their place. Clematis completely grows over an area.
Once ripped out, crews will go through and strategically use herbicide to keep the plant from coming back. Chuck Kozek is with Go Native, the habitat restoration company working on the project. He says the plant may linger for a few more years, but they will eventually be able to rid the area of old man's beard.
The nice thing about this project is that this is an isolated and contained infestation area. And so we can kind of say at some point that we've gotten everything in here.
If it does work, this can become a model for other areas plagued by old man's beard. That includes the Chitone Coast Dairies National Monument downstream from here. It's believed the plant also climbed its way down there from the former village of Bella Vista. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.